Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. The first few Mishnayos of Perek Zayin deal with the roasting of the Korban Pesach. Now, with regard to the roasting of the Korban Pesach, the Torah tells us, Al tochlu mena na uvashel mivushal b'mayim, you cannot eat it raw nor boiled in water, but really in any liquid. It must be roasted in fire, and the halacha therefore is that it has to be fire roasted, and of course, as we said, not boiled in any way, but also not roasted by any other means. It has to be roasted straight from the fire. So our Mishnah teaches us, Mishnah Aleph, Ketzad Tzolin Es HaPesach, how do we roast the Pesach? Mevin Shepud Shel Rimon, we bring a spit of pomegranate wood. Now, a spit is a pole that is used for roast things on. And in this case, it's a long pole that is narrower on one end and becomes much thicker as it goes. So it gets thicker and thicker and thicker. And pomegranate wood is used because apparently, pomegranate wood, when it is dried, has zero remaining moisture inside. Most other woods, even if they appear to be dried on the outside, there's still some remaining moisture inside the wood. Pomegranate wood does not have this. Why is that a problem? Because if there remains some moisture on the inside, that when they are heated, that moisture rises to the surface of the wood or comes out to the surface of the wood, and that would then constitute, if that liquid then contacts the meat and is heated, it would be a small degree of boiling in liquid. And of course, the Korban Pesach is not allowed to be boiled in liquid in any way. And therefore, they use this spit of pomegranate wood. We will see in the next Mishnah that they similarly don't use a spit of metal, because then it would be metal roasted rather than fire roasted. At any rate, this spit, right, maybe in Shpud Shel Rimon, ad and this spit is inserted through the mouth and pushed all the way through the animal so that the point comes out the animal's rectum. It goes all the way through and through. They have to do this in a manner that they are careful not to break any bones, because one of the other halachos of the Korban Pesach is v'etzem lo sishperuvo. You're not allowed to break any bones. They have to be very careful of. And then they have a very large oven, and they hang the spit with the animal on it head down in the oven, so that the pointy end is hanging from the top and the thick end is down at the bottom. And now the animal can't slide off because the thick end is on the bottom in the mouth. And so therefore the animal is suspended in that way. And remember, again, we're talking about a relatively small animal. We're talking about a goat or a sheep under a year old. So it's a reasonably large oven in order to be able to vertically hang this spit. But it doesn't have to be huge. We're not talking about a full-sized animal. We're talking about a relatively small animal. Picture probably something less than 18 inches long. And so it's not really all that big. Now the animal itself, you'll remember, is no longer whole, because in the process of skinning it, the skin has been removed, and in the process of skinning it, we did two things. One of which we discussed, the other of which we did not mention. The animal was cut open, and the intestines were removed in order to be cleaned, along with a number of the other internal organs and the fats that are going to be put on the mizbeach, that were put on the mizbeach. So we have these intestines that are now clean, but not in the animal. And also, before the animal is skinned, the lower legs are removed, the lower extremities. So the lower legs, meaning the bottom, the knee down, except that cows actually have two knees. Down is removed in order to make the skinning go better. And now those are removed. I already said you can't break any bones, but they are removed at the point of cartilage. So there's no broken bones. Nevertheless, we have now loose legs, bottom sections of the legs, and loose intestines. So what do you do with them? Vinosein es kara'av ves b'nei me'av l'socho de Rabbi Yossi Gluli. Rabbi Yossi Gluli says, it's part of the Korban Pesach. So basically, we insert it back into the body cavity. We insert the intestines back into the body cavity, and we also insert the legs into the body cavity. That way, they are fully roasted with the animal. Rabbi Akiva objects to this. Rabbi Akiva omer, k'min bishul uzeh. But if you put these objects that are detached from the body into the body cavity, they will be boiling them. They're going to boil in the internal juices of the animal. The animal itself generates its own internal juices. That's not really boiling because it's generated by itself. But when you have legs or intestines that are being boiled in the juices of that are produced by the rest of the cooking animal, that is a form of boiling, says Rabbi Akiva. Ella tolin chutzal. Rather, they are hung outside the animal on the spit, down near the head, in order to be roasted along with the carbon, but not inside it. And that way, it is not roasted either. I mean, rather, it is roasted and not boiled.